This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. I'm listener-supported Michigan Radio, and this is our Spring Fund Drive. 3 weeks from now, we will know the fate of Proposal 1, the plan to raise nearly $2 billion. There would be road funding money raised by increasing the state sales tax. It would also raise money for schools and restore the earned income tax credit for low to moderate income families to 2011 level. Governor Rick Snyder has been leading the push to get voters out on May 5th and to vote in favor of Prop 1. Governor Snyder is with us now. Welcome back to Stateside, Governor.
Oh, it's great to be back with you.
I've been asking people, knowing we were going to talk today, I've been asking people, what do you want to ask Governor Snyder about Proposal 1? And this was the virtually unanimous response. Why is the proposal so convoluted, and why couldn't it have been constructed to be straightforward? We pay higher sales tax, it goes to roads, because people get that.
We have a really complicated system today, and what this will do is actually simplify it. The starting point is the mess, and this would be a much better solution. Let me walk you through the pieces, Cynthia, so people can see that. When you go to the pump today, which is where the biggest part of the revenue is for our transportation, only 19 cents a gallon goes to transportation. The balance of the taxes, state taxes that you pay, the retail sales tax, and that goes to schools and local government. And a lot of people don't know that. A lot of people believe everything at the pump goes to transportation. So what we're going to do is increase that 19 cents, which is the same number as it was in 1997, essentially. We go to just under 42 cents. Now, the issue is it's going from 19 to 42. If you leave the retail sales tax, our prices at the pump get awful high, much higher than other states. So the easy way to solve that is to say, let's eliminate the retail sales tax off of fuel. So everything paid at the pump will go to transportation. That will be guaranteed in our Constitution. So the 42 cents will generate a good chunk of that $1.2 billion. But when you remove the retail sales tax, we've created a new problem for schools and local government. The most straightforward way to solve that is to increase the retail sales tax rate on the other goods and services that are subject to it 6 to 7%. That's actually set in Michigan's Constitution at a cap at 6%. So we needed to get a bipartisan two-thirds vote of both the House and the Senate to put it on the ballot. That got done. The solution will make sure that we've got the $1.2 billion we need for transportation. Everything at the pump will go to transportation. Our pump prices won't get too high. We'll not create a problem for schools and local government. In fact, we'll have some additional resources to invest. In addition, public transportation does well. And there'll be some tax relief for lower-income people through the earned income credit, as you said, to help offset the tax increases.
It's a lot to swallow, and you know, you've had to really take us through this long explanation. It's like pushing a stone up a mountain to try to make that something that is really easily understandable.
That is part of the challenge. One, it's a tax increase, and that's difficult for many people. No one gets excited by that concept, but that's where I appreciate the chance to walk you through it and to have this discussion. People have questions, but when you have good answers for those questions, quite often people get on board. We're seeing a large acceptance once we have a chance to talk about it, because we do have this complicated system today. This simplifies it, and don't we all want better, safer roads in our state?
One of the things that you hear get asked is why this doesn't address one of the reasons that our roads are in poor condition, and that's the high weight limits on trucks. What is your response to those who want to see the trucking industry shoulder a good share of the cost of fixing the roads?
The trucking industry will absorb additional costs. Another part of this package is to increase the fees on middle-size and large trucks by a significant amount. One thing we have to be careful of is you don't want to increase those taxes so high that you're going to discourage the trucks being on the road. Again, that's what helps run our economy. But there would be a significant increase on the largest trucks. And what I would say is that will raise about $50 million. So on its own is nowhere near in the range of what we need to get the $1.2 billion that would be the solution required to get better roads in our state.
Why do you think, Governor Snyder, there are people who are so against this proposal? Do you think it's simply the idea of raising taxes? Is there something going on additionally, maybe something deeper in a sense of distrust right now in government?
Part of it is some people simply don't like any kind of tax increase. There is this issue about potentially trust. But if you look at this proposal, it's actually geared to have constitutional protection on a number of the features. For example, with this change, we would have all the tax dollars at the pump guaranteed to go towards transportation. And with respect to solving the issue for local government and schools, those are also constitutional provisions that would make sure they're in the school aid fund or they're part of revenue sharing in some fashion. In addition to that, there's other legislation to make sure these dollars get used smarter and better, with road warranties, more competitive bidding, and good preventative maintenance practices being required. So this package really addresses those objections that you hear from people quite often.
You're here talking with us, Governor, right now about why voters should say yes to that proposal. What happens May 6th if the answer at the polls is no?
that's a problem because we go back to basically where we were before. But when people say, well, why did you do it then if we didn't have a next answer just waiting? The choice was to do nothing. And doing nothing is the very worst answer. So this is a chance to really put in a solution in place that does, from a policy perspective, have good answers. From a process perspective, a lot of people aren't happy about having to go to the polls. But this is a good answer for all of us, and it's much better than doing nothing, because doing nothing will, one, leave us with roads that have the safety issue we've talked about, and secondly, the price tag will only get larger. The $1.2 billion is, if we do a solution today, is what we need each year. If we put this off, that number can grow by hundreds of millions of dollars more, because we're going to have more roads become four roads, and it costs $5 to one or $6 to one to bring a four road back to good or fair compared to keeping one there.
But you and your team must have thought about this, this plan B. If the roads are so dangerous, don't voters deserve to know what would come besides nothing if the answer, if they say no?
Well, again, doing nothing was an even worse answer. Again, this is a compromise that was worked out. And I would say, again, it does solve the problem. We'll have to go back to the drawing board if this doesn't work, and it will be more challenging, most likely, because if the voters vote down a tax increase, you'll find legislators using that as a reason not to be supportive of doing something on roads.
Governor Rick Snyder, we thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Great to be with you. Take care.